I'm writing this on October 20th, 2020, watching snow accumulate, swirling around a couple hundred pine siskins, 100 juncos, a good 50 purple finches, and a host of white-throated sparrows pigging out, with a handful of white-crowned sparrows and the usual suspects, woodpeckers, blue jays, chickadees, and nuthatches. Today may be the earliest I've ever seen a common redpoll. One was feeding with the siskins at my feeder this morning, but I didn't trust my eyes, and it flitted before I could get my camera. Fortunately, the same bird or another female turned up again this afternoon, and I did manage to get photos. Robins were flying through this morning while I refilled my feeders, and I saw one Townsend solitaire among them. That one I got a great look at, though again, I didn't have my camera. This is actually our second snowfall. It came down pretty heavily on Saturday when I was part of the Birdwatching Magazine's Big Day team for Global Bird Weekend. I didn't plot out my route very well if I was serious about maximizing the number of species I saw. I knew my feeder birds would be important and took care of that with grandma duty first thing in the morning. But then Russ and I headed out to the Sac Zim Bog when it would have been way more productive and maybe safer based on the weather to simply head up the shore and to Park Point. We didn't get stuck anywhere, but that was sheer luck. Sensible people stayed clear of those county roads in the bog. We did see a shrike, one Canada jay flying past, a group of wild turkeys, and a couple of harriers in the bog, as well as several ravens and bald eagles and a whole mess of juncos and other sparrows. But other than that, birds were few and far between. In all the miles we covered, we saw just one single chickadee flitting across a road. The only mammal we saw in the bog was a single red squirrel. Oddly enough, I had one of them in my own yard, too. I still haven't figured out where my little guy is hunkering down, but I love that it's still showing up. Saturday's snow was accumulating here and there, but was gone in my neighborhood by Sunday, and suddenly birds were really passing through. I didn't spend a lot of time outside, but saw lots of red-tailed hawks and bald eagles, two northern harriers, and one goshawk, rough-legged hawk, and golden eagle. A very dark-plumaged red-winged blackbird turned up at the feeders, as well as a grackle. At dusk, my neighbor called about a saw-whet owl in their backyard. The light was low, but I got a bunch of photos. And when I awoke the next morning and checked my trail cam to see what had shown up overnight, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a great horned owl sitting on my tray feeder. There hadn't been any mammals on the feeder, according to the camera, but the owl wasn't looking at the feeder or the ground beneath. The feeder just made a good perch to look all around. My cam takes three photos and then a 30-second video, and the video was really cool, showing the owl looking every which way. It stayed only a few seconds after that for one final photo. A skunk visits my bird bath most nights, including that night several hours later, and fortunately the owl did not get him. That would have been a smelly disaster for us, but also I'm rather attached to that skunk, who seems rather shy and retiring, as most skunks who live in neighborhoods like mine tend to be. I was also relieved that the owl didn't get the flying squirrel I occasionally see. I don't begrudge owls necessary calories, but would just as soon they ate strangers rather than anyone I know personally. I expected my baby grandson's first snow would come after his first World Series, but 2020 isn't a normal year. With snow sticking and now a red poll, I guess winter is here in reality 2 full months before the solstice. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.